Hi, this is Matt Welsh for Spiritual Media Blog, and today I'm here with Cindy Dale, internationally renowned author, speaker, healer, and business consultant. Cindy, thanks so much for being here with us today.
Well, I'm really happy. I'm really eager for what we're going to be doing today, too.
Yeah, I've been excited. I'm excited to speak with you. And to get started, you offer intuitive assessments and energy healing. So tell us about that. What are those? What are they like? And what can people expect from them?
Yeah, I'd love to talk about that, Matt. Yeah, I've been in the intuitive arts business for, I can't ever really quite remember. Once something gets beyond 20 years, I think you're supposed to start forgetting anyway. So almost 25 years. And I do work a lot with people doing intuitive assessments or intuitive consulting, as well as energy healing. And they're kind of a bit one and the same, but there is a difference between them. In general, an intuitive assessment involves me so-called reading or using my intuition to get a sense of what's happening for another person. And we're all intuitive. We're all psychic, and we all really need to ask ourselves to develop those innate psychic senses so that they can work for us. And often we also want to be able to apply our intuition for somebody else. Maybe we're a parent and we need to keep track of what's happening with our child, or we're a doctor and we really don't want to run 1,000 tests. We want our intuition to zoom in on a client or a patient and give us a sense of where to focus. And so that's exactly all I'm doing when I'm working with a client, is I'm asking my intuitive faculties, and there's several different forms of intuition, to focus on that other person for the duration of our session. So I may get a feeling, I may get a sense, a knowing, maybe an image or a set of pictures. I may get actual words that pop into my mind or that just come out of my mouth to share with somebody to give them some information or some feedback about what's happening in their lives. Usually people want to know about what's not going right, maybe what they can do about it, what might be causing some of the issues. And again, what might be some antidotes or some new approaches. And so an intuitive assessment is really information-based. An energy healing is more change-based. Energy is just information that moves. So using an intuitive assessment is providing information. Doing energy healing is trying to move the energy so that problems disappear or the issues underneath the problem start to be erased or moved or transformed or changed so that something actually changes so there's an alleviation of a situation. And, you know, this is where it gets kind of hazy because, of course, when I'm doing an energy healing, I may be telling somebody, let's open to the divine or your guides or your own spirit or whatever, you know, to help heal this issue, or let's put in the color purple because that's going to help you, or let's think of dandelions because dandelions help heal and clear the liver. Whatever it is that's happening in that energy healing, it's still kind of information-based. So both of these services, they dovetail and they meet at the middle where we're working with information and the movement of information. So a lot of times when I'm working with somebody, we do it all. They say, hey, what do you think's going on? And I give them some intuition that can sound very practical or really far out. And then I say, you know, do we want to open to some energy that might make a difference here? And we go ahead and we do that.
Wow, that sounds really interesting. And I really liked how you broke that down into specific different forms of intuition and sort of explain that process, because I think it's helpful for people to have a better understanding of what goes on. And then you also offer a certificate program where it sounds like you teach other people how to do this sort of stuff. Is that correct? Or maybe talk a little bit more about that?
Yes, and I love teaching. I think one of my main gifts is actually more about helping others open their gifts than even necessarily applying my own. So, and moving into the future, one of the things I'm really doing a lot more of is teaching and training, not necessarily just teaching people what I do, but helping them figure out what they can do as well. So I have a number of different programs that do that. I have for several years run a one-year apprenticeship program where people literally get on the phone every 2 weeks and watch some videos a few times a year, and I offer tons of information, data, and practice on how to open your different spiritual gifts or these intuitive faculties. And I'm actually going to package my last year program somewhere near the end of the year, because I know that some people don't have the luxury of showing up every 2 weeks, and sometimes it's challenging to come up with that kind of bite to your money. So I'm also going to package that program so people can do it at home in their own time. And I'm really going to encourage people to organize a group and do it with other people, because you want to practice. Right. I also teach a mentorship program that helps people in the intuitive or energetic world create a business out of this kind of stuff. And it's really fun. It's the funnest program. It's a year. It goes on for a year. And I'm, again, packaging that. But, you know, you got to write a business plan. You need to write marketing materials. But let's have some fun with it at the same time. And then at one of the local colleges, I'm in Minneapolis, I also offer an energy medicine certificate. So I'm really excited about this. This will be my third year for this certificate for people who want to be practitioners or who are. Frankly, it's the least expensive way to get an accredited certificate, I think, in the country. So we meet 7 Saturdays and cover everything from what is energy medicine to what are your intuitive gifts to how to work with the meridians, the chakras, the energy fields, do healing work. And a lot of that same information I'm packaging for Sounds True, great publishing company, great audio teaching company. And here in October, I have a 6-week webinar coming up. So a lot of my information about the subtle body, about using your intuition, what are your main skills, what are some really, really important techniques, kind of the ones I've personally developed, and what are some ways to do healing work. I'm going to be offering that through Sounds True starting in October for 6 Tuesdays. I'm really excited about that. And you know what I like is where I'm really going, Matt, with a lot of this is I'm trying to make everything as cost-effective as possible. My company is loading up some downloads and some DVDs so people can, for a really inexpensive rate, learn some of the techniques that I have developed that have taken me 25 years, frankly, to put together for how to do intuitive work, how to be safe when you're doing it, how to go out in the world and get information in a really good way, how to be loving towards self, not just others, at the same time. So over the next few months, I've got a lot of different product that's coming out, because I get that we're in a recession, even if the government says we're not in it anymore. I don't know. I think people are, you know, challenged. And these are the kind of tools that we need, not just if we want to be healers or intuitive people, but we've got to access our intuition and the power of energy in our everyday lives to deal with, I think, the stresses that are hitting us from the external world.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're hearing more and more people from all different industries talking about that. And you mentioned offering like packages and stuff, and I know one product you offered is the Intuition Guidebook. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, I would love to. This is actually my first self-published book. It actually came out through a publishing company of a friend of mine, Anthony Benson, Deeper Well Publishing. And it is the story of my life. Not really. You're not going to go, and then she did this, and then she did that. But it is really about helping people who I would call oversensitive or over-psychic or maybe too much so, to get a handle on those innate psychic gifts to look for the red flags that say you're in hyperdrive, you're hearing too much, you're feeling too much, you're ending up being codependent because you can sense what's going on with everybody else but not you, or you're getting dreams that come true and they're scary, or you even have psychic chatter going on all the time. So this is the book, this is the culmination of my path of being too psychic as a kid and then learning how to control it or manage it. And so it's a very good, clean explanation of what's psychic, what's intuition, and then when we use those gifts in our pursuit of a spiritual mission, they become something even grander and bigger. And it describes the different sorts of danger and warning points that you're too psychic and you need to get control of it. And then there's lots and lots of really simple, easy ways to get a handle on your psychic activity so that the psychic can become mindfully managed or intuition. So I'm really proud of this book because it's really for people like me, the sensitives in the world, who are just really tired of being too sensitive, and they want this gift to be used for the good of themselves and others, not just to their own detriment.
I think that's great. And I think that's a really interesting, unique take on it, too. And there's definitely a need for that out there, because I do think that there is a importance of focusing on our intuition, but it can be taken to an extreme. And it sounds like your book might try to help give some guidelines for how to manage that aspect of ourselves.
Yeah, and that's our core mystical side. We need to be very practical. We need to show up in the everyday world in a way that we chop wood, carry water, we pay our bills, we're on time for work, we pick our kids up at soccer. And the mystical aspect, the supernatural, is really just one step beyond that sort of normative, but it's also meant to be used to enhance our everyday lives. It's not supposed to just be studied in a psychic class or a healing class or in church or the synagogue or in a cathedral. It's or when you're meditating. All of these ways of being are supposed to blend together.
Yeah, that's great. I really like how you put that. And so now my curiosity is really piqued by what you've been talking about with intuitive assessments and energy healing. And so I was wondering if you might be able to demonstrate this on me. If I were a client who came to you for an intuitive assessment or an energy healing, what would you say to me?
Well, isn't this grand? And I get to practice, and people can kind of follow along and get a sense of how they themselves might do an intuitive assessment, maybe even on themselves. So the first thing, if we had never met, Matt, I would say is intuition is a very inexact science, and so I'm just applying my intuitive faculties on your life and in your world, and as with anything, we need to take it with a grain of salt. We need to know that the best intuitive can only access the information that's available. There's a lot in life that we're not supposed to know that's got to unfold one way or another, and especially in regard to the future, we need to remember that other people have free will. And so, you know, we might see ourselves matched with somebody, an intuitive may see that, but you know what, that other person might say no. So intuition is a way to look at things, but it's not absolutely the only way. And a lot of times intuition is provided on an as-need-to-know basis. So I usually start a session by explaining something like that so that people can set their expectations in a reasonable fashion. And then secondly, I would say to you a little bit about how I work, that I always ask the divine, the greater power, God, whatever word is comfortable for you, to set up our parameters, our edges, if you would, so that within that energy, I'm open to receiving information, pictures, messages, senses, healing help that is applicable and helpful for you, but certainly isn't going to be harmful. So we're kind of protected right now. We're in this little bubble through which I get passed through information that might be applicable to you. And then thirdly, I would tell you, as I would the first time I would work with anybody, that I'm tend personally to be very visual. So now I do get a lot of senses or feelings in my body, but I also get a lot of pictures. And I get a lot of colors that help explain somebody's basic personality, like who you really are. Because I think fundamentally, if we really embrace who we are and we get to use all those attributes and faculties, we're going to be the happiest we can be. So almost always in a session, I get colors and images that talk about maybe what's going on in your life, but also what your gifts are and who you are and what you're about, and sometimes maybe what a few of the blocks are. So those are the first kind of units of information that I like to offer so people have a sense of the ground that we're going to be walking on. All right, so I'm just going to do a real kind of quick breeze and see, because you've given permission, you know, what it is I'm supposed to receive to be able to tell you over the airwaves. Yeah. And, you know, even Matt, before I started with my 1, 2, 3 sort of monologue, I was already getting colors and images, and they are beautiful. And to me, these are very descriptive of your gifts, your abilities, and most likely some of the path that you're on and where it can take you and where it can go. So I see 3 colors because I do see people's energies and gifts in color form. So I have a wonderful, rich life inside of my head. And I'll describe them one at a time with what they might mean in particular about you. So I, you know, the first two colors are kind of edging on each other. You know how like you would think of maybe twin boys that are each wanting to be in front of the other, like me, no, pick me. And these two first energies are doing that. I can't really tell which one's prominent because they both are and want to be equally valuable and important. One of the colors is yellow and the other is white. See, I can't even tell you which one I'm supposed to start with because they both want to be presented at the same time. So I'll pick yellow because then white can get mad at me. People with a lot of yellow energy, and you have a beautiful kind of lemony yellow, are very intelligent. So you're extraordinarily intellectual, bright, interesting, and interested in a lot of different areas of life, not just one. You're not the kind of person who could just study, you know, how to put together a chair or just study quantum physics. You would want to somehow, I think, put those two so-called approaches to life or disciplines together to perhaps see what they have to do with each other. So what I'm hearing to say is you like to meet in the seams of life, S-E-A-M-S, you know, not just in one basket or in one textbook or in one frame of information, but you like to seam all that together and see what the greater picture is that might emerge when you blend approaches, bases of information, faculties, even skills and gifts that you have. People with a lot of yellow are not only very intelligent and smart, but they are actually really good with information. So I would call you a bit of an information junkie, to be honest. You know, it doesn't mean that you've got to always be taking in data, but you like to take it in. I get this image of you maybe even when you were a kid reading cereal boxes, you know, kind of going, what's on the cereal box? Is that true? Are you a little like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I love consuming information in a wide variety of topics.
There you go. That's what that yellow is. And it not only means that you like taking in hard data, but soft data or intuitive information. You actually have a gift I would call clairsentience or clairsensing, meaning you know what you know without knowing what you know. And that can be a very challenging gift and very confounding because sometimes we can't prove what we know or we can't conclusively put it in a report or a paper or on a piece of paper, and yet we know what truth is and we know what the data is that's salient and important. In fact, a lot of CEOs have this ability. They don't read all those marketing reports. They may have to produce a summary, but they just know what information is pertinent. That's their intuition talking. That's their gut. That's their clairsentient. But you're going to be really inclined towards spiritual information, and even more than that, enabling spiritual principles to be made really handy and practical for people, because that white energy is a spiritual energy. In terms of the world of spirit, I would call it the gift of prophecy, which isn't about seeing the future. I mean, it can include that. It's more about getting a sense of what's right and wrong, what is supposed to be going on versus what is going on, or what should happen instead of what's happening. It means you're also really honest, that you don't like hypocrisy, that you would probably even physically, Matt, feel really weird around people who don't tell the truth or who are saying one thing and doing another, that you can just tell when somebody's got a bit of a lower consciousness, and your body would pick up on that, making you very uncomfortable. You just plain and simple can't be involved with any dishonest system or any dishonest person. So you may eventually work in kind of a clinical setting, but it's going to be better if it's smaller rather than bigger, because the more people around, the greater the chance are that you've got some real damaged people who might be damaging as well. And inevitably, maybe working more even with other people who don't have the exact same skills you do, but supplement them. So you really can concentrate on your art and your craft, which is providing information and assistance and inspiration to people. So you're really like an inspirational teacher. And I don't know, I hear the word mediator for people, maybe even to help them mediate within themselves who they really are and what they're really supposed to be. And the third color I saw when I looked as a primary gift, and you have a lot of secondary ones as well. In fact, I think you're a bit of a shaman, to be honest, a healer shaman, is blue. Blue has to do with education, with teaching, with communicating. I mean, here you are interviewing me, even though I'm doing all the talking. But that's a blue task. That's a blue sacred activity to provide information, but more importantly, higher principles and higher teaching to people. So it's not like they're just learning data. They're learning themes. They're acquiring a new way to think, a way to believe, a way to know. And that's really what you're here to offer. I think you're going to do a lot of writing. I think you'll probably continue with some of the radio or even blog pops in my mind, broadcast kind of a medium. But inevitably, I think you're also going to be writing, like book writing as well, and probably teaching, because those three gifts often come together with that. I would just encourage you also to make use of a couple other energies that you have. One is kind of this beautiful kind of dusty rose. It's not really just rose. It's kind of like the orange rock in Sedona or Caracas or other parts of the world that's very emotionally based, because you're sensitive to your own and others' emotions. But that's also very grounded and native and indigenous in its holding of information. And rose has to do with love. I would really recommend, when you can, that you do some traveling, that you get out into other cultures, other communities, other venues, whether they be spiritual and or shamanic or healing oriented, and take that information in, because I think that's going to really sing in your soul.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I see just on a first look. And all I've done there is just look at the colors, the first colors that present themselves to me about who you really are.
Yeah, no, all that really resonated deeply with me. I mean, with the writing. I mean, I love to write. I love to write my blog. Mm-hmm. Kind of the teaching and healing work is definitely stuff that I've really tried to develop those skills and continue to pursue those skills. So, yeah, that really, really does resonate.
Have you been able to do much traveling?
Yeah, I mean, actually, I really do like to travel. I mean, I've been to Australia, Argentina, South Africa.
There you go.
I really do like to travel and see different cultures and try to take at least one or two big trips a year.
Good. I would even encourage you, this is the image I get in my head, is maybe to bring along a video camera, you know, and at least a talking device, and even turn together, you know, kind of come up with a mini documentary of what you're learning. I mean, I get that kind of flow and service and deliverable for you out into the world. And at some point, you may bring people as well, but I definitely get this sense of you leading, you know, by what it is that you're viewing and turning around and teaching and speaking about.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I'm hoping to be able to take a trip soon in August where I'll be able to be able to teach others and be in front of other people. So, yeah, I haven't thought about videotaping that, but I think if I have a chance to do that, I definitely will.
Yeah, I think it could become a standard for you. And if nothing else, it's for your site to load some teachings up, because that speaks, or YouTube's or whatever, that speaks to people in a whole unique way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That could really work really well. And I guess even too with Skype, now that's a whole new technology where I may be able to connect with people over Skype and video record that.
Oh, that's a really good idea. I know people are really only a second away these days, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And all this stuff is very, very affordable and easy to use, too.
Right, you have to pay for the original trip, but
yeah.
But even there, if you're teaching, you know, that kind of compensates that, too.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
So are there any in particular questions you would ask? I mean, if we were in a full session, I'd kind of go on and on, but I always like to leave room for people to ask questions as well.
Well, I guess, I mean, we talked about, like, my gifts, and also the traveling part really did resonate with me, because I am thinking about taking a trip in August, and I'm just kind of hoping that the details come together and allow me to take that trip, and if they do...
Oh, I think you're going. I mean, just from my gut sense, and this is more of a sense in my body than a word that I'm hearing or a picture, I just get this energy landing in my body that says, oh, yeah, this is one of those solid opportunities.
Well, that's good to hear. I mean, because I was kind of going back and forth on whether or not I should go, but kind of hearing that.
Well, your body wants to. So probably your mind and your soul too.
yeah, no, I would be. It would be really amazing if I could go. I'm just kind of waiting for the details to come together. So that would be awesome. And then videotaping it definitely would be a chance for me to speak in front of an audience. So I hadn't thought about bringing a video camera to that event, but if I was able to, then that would be great. That would be such a good idea and something.
It really is. I think that again might be a standard operating activity for you, too.
Yeah, so that's really cool you're able to kind of hone in on that, because definitely is a big event coming up, a possibility coming up, so definitely that I was kind of going back and forth on, but that definitely kind of confirms.
Neat. And the only other piece I would do, if we were then going to move into energy healing, you know, and we can do it without even a lot of story or data. Energy healing is just inviting energy to move for your own well-being. And, you know, I just get a sense of some tightness in the solar plexus and maybe a little below for you. And it might be an area that you work on a lot, no matter what. We've all got our places. And those are the two parts of the body that have to do with feelings and thoughts and how those two blend together. And those are chakras or energy centers or bodies that I would say you are so kind and intuiting other people's feelings and emotions that it might be sometimes a challenge for you to not take care of other people before you take care of yourself. So from a healing point of view, we can just ask whatever it is you call great spirit, you know, to just kind of do some shifting for you around that. And, you know, healing is really just a matter of delivering grace, which is love in motion, no matter what. And so I just can ask for that. I'm not actually doing the work. I'm really just kind of the witness to it, the therapist for it, the person who, in human form, from a compassionate place, says, let's invite that. So that would be more I would go toward in terms of direction, you know, for the energy healing part. So I'm just doing it quickly and just asking for that for you.
That's great. That's great. Definitely something that sounds like something I could really benefit from. So that's great. Then it sounds like that is something that you were doing as you were speaking then.
Yeah, you felt that. Yes, I was doing it while I was talking. See, healing doesn't have to come with bells and whistles and a lot of fal-de-ral. It really is just a matter of the healer not forcing a healing, but inviting the right shift, the appropriate transformation for the other person in their relationship with the greater spirit. In fact, there's a technique that I like to teach people and I use whatever kind of session I'm doing and even in my everyday life, where I acknowledge my own spirit, then I acknowledge the spirit of the other person, or if I'm teaching, the whole group, or if I'm alone, the spirits that gather around me, like the helpers.
Right.
And then I acknowledge the presence of the great spirit or the Holy Spirit, and I ask or just really invite that greater spirit to do whatever it is that's appropriate at the moment. And that may be about giving information to me that I can share with my client. It might be doing the healing work and I have no idea what's happening. And the client may not even know what's healing because it's in bigger hands than our own. Or if I'm just out in my everyday life, I tend to 2, 3, 4 times a day do that exercise really quickly between myself and what I call the guides or my invisible helpers. So that whatever it is that I flow in and through, it's supposed to be. In fact, I did it the other day. I was hanging out with my 13-year-old, and he's just a delightful young man. And he was wondering, if he could get a mitt, like a new baseball mitt. And these are really big investments and whatever. So I was like, yeah, I think so. But Gabe, my sense is we should do lunch first. He goes, yeah, you know, Mom, that's my sense too. So first we did lunch, and then we went over to this super cool baseball place, this sweet little store not that far from me. And it was just perfect timing because when we were in there, we saw a pretty cool kind of somewhat famous baseball player. And as we left, my son Gabe, I know, he goes, Mom, wasn't that neat how that timing worked? And I know, it really was because – you know, he really wanted to get that mitt before we ate lunch. So, but we went with intuition. We went with flow. We went with that sense of spirit. And sometimes we don't hear what we're supposed to do. We don't get the memo. We don't get a picture, but we get a feeling in our body. And so that's just as valid a form of intuition as having revelations that come, you know, with dancing shoes and face masks and whatever it all is, sacred scripture. We got to flow with our body with it too. So I've even used intuition with my son when we get, like this morning, we had to get up early for hockey. Well, he hates going to hockey practice at 8 in the morning. And who wants to? I mean, 8 in the morning in the summer hockey practice, especially since we always have baseball. But he woke up at about 7:45, and he, like, told me he had a stomach ache, which was, like, whatever, not really true. But I said, you know, Gabe, I think you need to ask your heart if this is a time you skip hockey or you go to hockey. He goes, well, my stomach says don't go, but my heart says I'd better go. So he went to hockey. So we can all use our intuition in our everyday lives, which is what it's supposed to be about.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I liked how you put that. And then I wanted to go back earlier. You, when we were finishing up the intuitive assessment, I think you asked me if I had any questions.
I did, and I'd love to hear any questions that you have, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, I would just be curious, is there anything, like any sort of information or thoughts or insights you have on me, like pursuing relationships right now? Is that...
Terrific, because right now, are you not in one, Matt?
Correct.
Right now you're solo.
Single, yes.
Okay, so here's what I get, and I'm kind of going into, just so you know and the listeners can get a sense of what's happening inside when I'm being intuitive, I'm going into this kind of a drifty place. because I think we're going to get two kinds of information. One being what could potentially happen, and a second is what can we shift so we can draw the right person in for you, all right? So this is where we're combining intuition and we're putting healing into the process as well. So I'm getting a little bit of a headache, like right up in my third eye, and then I'm hearing really loudly the word block, B-L-O-C-K, like a block, like something's being barricaded from you. I don't really believe you are blocking relationship. I don't believe you're the one stopping this process. And I'm saying that because when I go into this block and the headache that I've suddenly developed, I see this red energy, which is a very powerful kind of security-based energy. But I hear the word in my head also interference. Now, the word interference can be taken a lot of different directions. You know, are we dealing with interference from your family pattern? Are we dealing with energies or entities that are in the invisible world that are interfering? And I think it's a little bit of both. First, I get, frankly, because I'm just going to go for broke on this, I get an image of a past life that might be interfering with your current partnering of a love and romance. And in this picture, I'm seeing you as a very strong, upstanding, thin young man who was trained as a warrior, but then, and this is a good word, indoctrinated in the path of being the medicine man for your community. And I think we're down in like Central or South America at a really fairly peaceful time, a sweet time, you know, when the people were kind to each other. And in that time period, my sense is that you were enthralled with, but also what we would call engaged to this other young woman. She's beautiful. I mean, she's just sweet and kind, very the kind of person we need and you need right now again too. You know, but compassionate, kind. I don't know if she was a healer, but I have a sense she worked with the children in that community, so she had, and the older people, but she had that sense of helping those who were the ones who needed help, almost like a nurse, to be honest. And my sense is that you were just about to finish what we would call marriage, and I'm not sure what it was, but somebody like a half brother or a figure in your circle was so mad and angry that you were getting what I would call, in my words, the cream of the crop, that I see this person. I know, and that's what you want again, but it was a person. It was a person, but he was kind of one of these bully warrior types who didn't want anybody getting anything better, and he thought because he was going to be the chief and you had stepped down from that path, he should get the girl. And I hate saying this, but I just get a sense of you being speared and killed. And, you know, I hurt. My neck hurts. My head hurts. I mean, I hurt as if somebody just got speared, like you, but I'm feeling it. So locked into your soul, locked into your body is this sort of inquisitiveness about bringing in and allowing in and meeting the right person. But then, you know, those kind of experiences will lock fear in our bodies. And there'll be another part of us that's scared that if we really let that happen, there's some kind of calamity or brutality that's going to follow. And so I'm asking for that to be cleared out of your soul. And I think that darn guy, that Brutus guy, you know, I'm just saying the name Brutus because it seems to fit his personality. I just think that energy is still hanging around you. And so I want to ask that that gets cleared so that in the energetic plane, there isn't one of these dudes like preventing your joy and happiness. And, you know, I think there is something because I feel this heat in my body as if he's getting cleared and there's more energy now opening up for you, which is essentially what we want. And, you know, this is just a little bit of another gander. I think we need to clear an issue from your family of origin, too, that kind of goes back through the heritage or the lineage, because you're the heritage, so it goes back. Yeah. There's a little bit in here of relationships not being happy, of, you know what I mean? I don't think a lot of the models going back were, like, really great in terms of how the couples got along. So there's this sense that you're this life self might also be saying, well, let me get my career really going, and then I'll meet somebody. And you're doing a little bit in your heart maybe of some bargaining, but I think that's just family influence, where your heart just doesn't want to get stuck in something miserable. So we want to clear that too.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
So now people usually like to have some kind of a psychic guess on when things can open by. And this is where time is the most malleable part of anything intuitive, because things can get moved up and things can move back out and other souls have free will. But I like once did a reading for a client and I told her within 6 months, I think you're going to get a promotion. She worked for the government and she said, nobody ever gets promoted in my division. There's no promotion. I said, well, let's just open it up and see what spirit does. And she actually got promoted the next day. So that's cool. I have one client where when I kept saying things that they'd happen, say, in January, they would happen in a January, but always a year late. So go figure.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say at this moment, the time period that floats into me, but we don't really know the question for you, is April, like April of 2013, that I feel like somebody moves into your life in a very real, solid way by April. I taught a class once where there was this, we were teaching about soulmates, and this wonderful young man was saying, I haven't dated for years. And I was like, gosh, that's women's loss. He's terrific. And we did a little clearing so he could open up to like his true love, like his true mate. He
yeah.
met somebody in a week. He wrote me. He wrote me. He met this great person in a week. A few months later, he wrote that they never fought, like, oh, my gosh, and we're moving in together, and it just opened up. So we're kind of opening for you that little bit of magic that's better than psychic, that really is something bigger, just working these kind of underneath underbelly issues through to open up the door so that it doesn't matter what timing I get. It's just sooner than maybe you could even imagine. That's what we wish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't that feel wonderful?
Yeah, it does. It really does. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Good. I love to do relationship. And because that's what we're here for. I mean, work is fine, but it's about relationship. It's about love. And it doesn't always have to be that special one. It can be wonderful people to date. Sometimes we're in that stage. You know, sometimes we have the one and it's about bettering our friendships or working through issues with a parent or having a child. But we're here for love. That's very true.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well,
so can you feel the energy move? Do you feel anything?
Yeah, I really do. I feel a lot lighter. And even when we were speaking, I noticed like I was breathing just like a lot more deeper. And it just felt like
felt like
it was just almost like letting go. Just I feel like a lot lighter and feel like I was just like letting go.
Good.
Like some residue that was hanging out.
Well, you're going to have to tell all your listeners when you meet somebody.
Yeah, that I will. I will. Yeah, that is wild. That really is wild. And other stuff you were saying, too, made a lot of sense. Made a lot of sense. But, yeah, that was great. Yeah, I mean, I already feel a lot better. I mean, actually, I just got up. I was sitting down and just got up and just started walking around my room right now just because I feel like a lot more lighter and a lot more energetic.
Good. And, you know, usually when I'm doing client sessions, I work on the phone most of the time. I walk. Because it's the best thing to do is keep energy moving, whether you're working with your own intuition or you're allowing a healing through, is you got to move to get it through your body.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I think that's a good idea. Something I can keep in mind in the future. Because I do work with some people over the phone. So
just walk. I walk. I even know that they can hear the creak of the floor underneath. But I do a better job, so it really keeps things fluid.
Yeah, Yeah, that's great. Well, I mean, I can't thank you enough for your time and your energy and your insights. I mean, yeah, it's hard to put into words, but I really do appreciate it.
I'm honored. Thank you for letting me kind of share a little bit about how this works for me, and then I can encourage people to go see how it works for them too.
Yeah, and if people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
Well, to go over my website, it's cindydale.com. My name's spelled a little funny. It's CYNDIDALE.com. And that's the best central clearinghouse.
Great. And then we have a few more minutes left. Do you have any sort of closing remarks you want to leave our listeners with?
Well, I really want to encourage people to practice with their own intuition. I think sometimes some of us, like as I said a little earlier, are too psychic, so we get overwhelmed really easily. And then the thing to do is to practice being in charge of it, to figure out what gifts you mainly have. And my book, The Intuition Guidebook, can help you with that. But are you mainly visual, verbal, physically kinesthetic, so you get feelings in your body, or more spiritually kinesthetic? Do you just know something? And then work your gift. You use it, direct it. Ask the divine to train you in it, to teach you with it. Go take a healing class and have some fun with it. Remember, you need boundaries as well as ways to apply your own intuition. So this is a big kind of wonderful task that we're all given, I think, which is to learn who we really are. And accessing our intuition is both a path and a goal at the same time in that self-development.
Yeah, I really like how you say that, and I really like how you spelled out specific types of intuitions and different ways we can follow it. Because so many times people are like, oh, just follow your intuition or go with your gut. And for some people, it's like, oh, okay, I know what that means. But then there's other people where they're like, well, go with my intuition or my gut. What does that mean, and how does that work? So
yes, and you know, one of my tricks is I always tell my guidance and God, I say, get the message to me intuitively in a way that I will understand it.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we don't have to do all the work. And, you know, we're all going to – I actually several times a month have clients who call who tell me, one of your books fell on my head. So they might be in the library or the bookstore. It happens so often. I have living books out there. They have legs. Well, that's one way that Spirit's going to get a message across, but there's a lot of other ways, too, that doesn't leave our head bruised. So we will get what we need to know if we give permission for what needs to be known to be made known also.
Definitely true. Yeah, it's very, very cool and creative kind of how Spirit and the universe works. And
it is.
It's really fun.
It's beautiful. Well, thank you. Thank you for being so willing and open that I could demonstrate some of my skills.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Cindy, I really appreciate your time, and thank you for sharing those insights with me. They really, on an energetic level, I feel lighter, but also more kind of on a practical and psychological level, I feel like I have a little more insight and information that I can apply to my life. So thank you.
Hey, we just want to get a wedding invitation.
Oh, that'd be great.
There you go. Thank you so much, Matt.
All right. You have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.